there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. An idea has been put forward to build stronger relations and connections between Israelis and the Jewish community worldwide. IDF Major General Doron Almog proposed a joint activity plan during a meeting held this weekend involving many diaspora Jewish leaders. The plan involves contact between Israeli and Jewish students from abroad studying in Israel, connecting the Jewish youth worldwide with Israel's high-tech sector, and to link Israeli families overseas with Jewish families in their areas. Almog also assured young Israeli representatives that their role will be extended regarding rising anti-Semitism and actions by the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions BDS movement. He also confirmed that the Jewish agency will work with the Israeli government to acknowledge diaspora Jewish communities during official Israeli state ceremonies. Amongst other measures, the plan will also assist those who have already emigrated to Israel, and volunteer programs will be introduced to adopt new immigrant families and help them learn Hebrew. In Britain, anti-Semitic crimes are on the increase in the Stamford Hill, Hackney areas of London since late October. This is according to findings by Shomrim, which is the vicinity's Jewish community watch group. Just last week, 8 incidents occurred involving the breaking into of a synagogue and the theft of food meant for children, personal assaults and verbal abuse involving attacks on women, a mother and her baby, and verbal abuse experienced by congregants leaving Shabbat services on Friday nights, all of which have placed the London Jewish community on high alert. Of concern, the Metropolitan Police has thus far recorded 466 anti-Semitic hate crimes in London. However, the United Kingdom's Crown Prosecution Service, the CPS, does not supply data showing how many suspects have been charged and tried. In the United States, flyers were displayed across the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus over the weekend, headlined, "At the height of American slavery, 78% of slave owners were ethnic Jews." They go on to say that 40% of the Jewish population were slave owners, while only 0.35% of white Americans owned slaves. Watchdog organization Stop Antisemitism has condemned the incident, believing that both Kyrie Irving and Kanye West's latest anti-Semitic outbursts and African-American issues, such as Irving's promotion of the film Hebrew to Negroes, Wake Up Black America, have also contributed to such rising activities. Leading researchers have also reacted and have outrightly rejected what the flyers attempt to portray, pointing out that internet users can confirm actual statistics via many credible sites, which will confirm that the majority of American slave owners were not ethnic Jews. Moving north of the border now, where young Montrealers aged between 16 and 35 who are looking to find refuge, hope, or are looking for a new community can now do so at Lanex, which is a creation of the Canadian Jewish organization Federation CJA's social service agency, OMETS. Its purpose is to serve as an informal center which offers social and recreational events and where professional guidance can also be offered with intent to prepare those seeking help to deal with challenges and expectations when going out into the real world. As its entrance sign says, everyone is welcome to be their full self in this space. The center welcomes all regardless of being Jewish, an OMETS client, disabled, one's social status or religious background. The institution is based on sound Jewish principles, where there is a mezuzah on every doorpost and where Jewish holidays are celebrated. Those using the facility have the option to do so based on how much or how little they like. And there's that saying, necessity is the mother of all invention. Or, in Australian Jewish entrepreneur Daniel Kitterb's case, you could say he's on a road to sweet success. Daniel has always been bothered by artificial additives applied to the confectionery market and decided to add a different sweet approach to what he had in mind. Well, having once served as Australasian Union of Jewish Students National President, he decided to deal with this market gap by launching Funday Sweets, which sells all-natural, gluten-free lollies with no sugar or sugar alcohols and contains only natural colors, flavors, and plant fibers for added health benefits. Well, so far, Funday Sweets is enjoying considerable success, establishing itself as a household brand with plans to launch in New Zealand and certain countries in the Middle East and Southeast Asia. Gitay also confirms that Europe is in Funday sights for launch in late 2023. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.